We are at the top of the hour now, and I am going to turn it over to our host. I'm not sure which one it is, so whichever one it is, please take over. You are on. God bless you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is Tiffany Lauderdale here on the West Coast in Inglewood, California. Thank you, my sister Candy, for bringing us in to this Forgiving Friday. So I like that, Forgiving Friday, because, see, sometimes we just go around and we don't even think that we need to forgive people. But the Lord tells us he forgives us every day. So why do we think that we have to be omitted from forgiving others? So I thank God for you, women of God, and I thank you for reminding us that on this Friday we will be forgiving. So we welcome each one of you, the Master Call listeners, to the Master's Call. We greet you with kingdom greetings, and we thank God because this is the day that he has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. So I thank God for this time, this appointed hour, and we thank you for calling in to the Master's Call. The Master's Call has been going on every day, Monday through Friday, since October the 25th of 2010, when our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, came and took the call that God had given them to bring about the Master's Call. So we thank God for the visionaries and the founders of this call. We ask God to continue to bless and strengthen them. And we thank each of you who dial in day after day, morning after morning, to seek first the Master on the Master's Call. The scripture reference that we stand on here on the Master's Call can be found in Psalm 88:13 reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So we set everything in precedence for the Lord, and we give him our prayers, and they come before him because his will shall be done here on earth as it is in heaven. So we bless each one of you, and we thank you for dialing in this morning. If you have any concerns, if you have any prayer requests, if you have any praise reports, if you would like to be an intercessor on this prayer call, we invite you to email us at any time at the Masters with a S, morning call, no apostrophe, at gmail.com. Once again, the Masters morning call at gmail.com. And all of our messages from October the 25th to the present day have been archived. If you want to go back and you want to listen to the call from today, you could do that as well. You could just go online to the internet and go to www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Once again, the email address and the website is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. So we thank God for each of you. And if you have not already done so, go ahead and get prepared this morning. Get your Bible out, get your pen, and get your paper. Text someone and ask them to dial in to the Master's Call. We thank God for each of you once again, and we thank you for calling in to the Master's Call. And as we go through the Master's Call, our mission statement every day that we say is that we are here to enhance, to empower believers as they begin their day, and to enrich you as you go through your day to accept God's will, to be that minister in the marketplace. So we thank God, and we thank God for the mindset that he's given to each one of us to focus, so that as we go through our day, that the Bible says that no weapon which is formed against us shall prosper. So when our mind is focused and set on God, we can do all things through him, because it is him who gives us the strength to do all things. So at this time, I would like to ask my sister, Minister Candy, if she would come back to the line and open us up in a word of prayer. Candy, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me, Tiffany?
I can. Go ahead, my sister.
Praise God. Lord God, we come before you this morning. God, we come acknowledging your lordship. We come acknowledging your Shekinah glory and your love for us. Father God, we lift up our hands to praise you this morning. We lift up our hearts, oh God, to touch you. And Father God, we lift up our eyes to see you and just see your glory manifest in our lives. Father God, we thank you for salvation. We thank you for abundant life. We thank you for another day with the full use of our limbs and our faculties, Lord. Thank you, God, that we're clothed in our right minds. Father God, we thank and praise you that you have put a purpose for our lives in us, oh God. And Father God, we just thank and praise you that we are able to see and to walk in that purpose. Today, Lord God, we place shackles on the hands of the enemy. We arrest all orders from Satan that have been assigned to hinder, to hurt, to prevent, to delay and interfere with this call, with the speaker this morning, with the ministry, with the founders of this ministry, with Artists International, or with the founders of Artists International. We release the Spirit of the Lord and the blood of Jesus over the same. We invite you to have your way, Lord. We pray your goodwill and pleasure be done on this call and in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Back to you, Tiffany.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. And thank you for opening us up and sealing the word of God with the prayer this morning. I say, if you are an artist distributor on this line and you have not checked into your back office this week, then shame on you. Because Artists International is such a wonderful Christian-based company. I thank God for Artists, and I thank God that Artists has become a part of my life. Because truly, when you become a product of the products become a part of your daily life. And if you have not looked back there and you don't know what type of promotion is there, then I'll just tell you right now that there is a buy two, get one nutritional product for $10. Or you buy two and you could get any garment for $14.99. Or you buy two and you get a body magic, a body fashion, or a body magic long for $29. Now, that promotion is good till Monday. So I say, if you have anyone who's interested in a body magic, then get them to buy two nutritional products. A bottle of Laviv and the Ultra Body Cleanse are a great combination to put together, and those two products together does wonders for your body. So take advantage of the promotions that are there that Artists has put on our table to bless us with, and tap into all the resources that are there and available in your back office. And if you are not an artist distributor on the line this morning, then I do invite you to go to the person that invited you to this call and truly find out what Artists International is all about. And if you don't know who to call, then I also invite you to go to the web address for Artists, because Artists International is on the internet, and they're at www.artist.com. And we do have distributors all around the world. We are an international company, and we invite you to truly see what Artists International is all about. We thank God for the Diaz de Leon family and for the vision of Antonio Diaz de Leon, and we thank him that he has allowed us to help him to carry out the vision that God has given him for Artists International. So once again, you have dialed into the Master's Call, and we greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on this Forgiving Friday. And at this time, it is indeed my pleasure to bring to you the voice that you hear each and every Friday for the last few Fridays. She is a daughter. She is a sister. She is a wife. She is a woman of God, and she is a faithful prayer intercessor on this, the Master's Call. She is my sister in the Lord. She travels the highways and the byways to and from work each day, and I thank God for his protection over her. And at this time, it is indeed a pleasure and a privilege and an honor to bring to you my sister, Minister Robin Wilson, at this time. Robin, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Miss Tiffany?
Loud and clear. Go ahead, my sister. God bless you.
Thank you. I love you. Good morning, the Master's Call family. God bless each and every single one of you. It's an honor and it's a privilege, and I don't take it lightly, and I thank God for the opportunity to just be able to love on you and impart to you what the Lord teaches me. And as Minister Tiffany mentioned, and also Minister Kathy, about our purpose and vision. And that's what the Lord has just been keeping before me and having me share with others about our mission and our purpose. And we know that Mr. Antonio Diaz de Leon, God gave him a vision and a purpose. And each one of you have a mission. You have a purpose. You're important to the Lord. You're significant to him. And he put something in each one of you that only you can carry out. So today we're going to continue, and we're going to talk about ministering to the saints and to one another. Minister to the saints, which would be us, and to one another. We know that God has a body, and in the body there's many parts. And I'll be giving you many scriptures, and on your quiet time or when you can get alone and spend time with the Lord and study, you can just really eat the meat of the word. But in 1 Corinthians 12, verses 12 through 26, the Lord, he talks to us about the body, and I love how the word of God is so simple and it's so clear and simplistic, and he gives us pictures, and he uses the different parts of the body, and he says that the eye can't do it by itself. The eye needs the hands or the feet or the arm. Each part of the body is an extension. So as you spend time in that word, you'll be able to go through that, and you'll see that God is the one who arranged every part of the body, every one of them, just the way he wanted them to be. It's no accident that your hair is on your head. It's no accident that your feet are at the bottom. But that doesn't mean that the feet are any less than the hair that's on your head or the hair that's on your arm or your fingers or your toes. Every part of his body is important. Every part has a plan and a purpose. Every part has to work together, because when one part suffers, every part suffers. So when we learn to minister to the saints, to ourselves, to other believers, we are doing all of this into the glory of God. And at the end, his purpose and his plan for his kingdom is being established. He's given each one of us an opportunity to be able to build each other up. First, we have to learn that we continue to spend time in the Word of God. We continue to seek him. We continue to minister to each other. We continue to love on one another, because we have to function together. There's always a natural response where people, we don't like to help one another. You may say, oh, no, Robin, that's not the case. I'm always helping an individual. Well, are you? What about that person you walk by and the stare or the look on their face may have been so mean or just so, there was no type of feeling. And maybe there was something in your heart that said, say hello. And you said to yourself, nah, you know, they look like they got something going on. I don't want to be bothered. Did you help? So no, there are times when we may struggle about reaching out to another individual, but we don't have to. You can give a smile. You can say hello. You can compliment someone about an outfit that they have on. It's not about us. It's about that other person. We don't know what a person may be going through.
We don't know what may have happened before you saw them. But remember, we're plugged in to Jesus. And because he loved us so much and that love is being built up inside of us, we should be so sensitive to other individuals, putting them first, that we want to encourage them. We want to love on them. We want to compliment them. Sometimes just a smile. Sometimes just eye contact. Have you ever been in a situation or maybe at a gas station and the person that is attending you or putting the gas in your car or maybe even the one walking by you may just be so concerned or so into what they're doing that they just walk by and maybe they pushed you by mistake, but they didn't mean to? Or maybe the look on their face was so daunting that you said, I'm not going to say anything to them? Or maybe you felt down in your spirit, you know what, I can't believe they did that to me. I got something to say to them. But you know what? The love of God is so strong in you. It's shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost that you would take that situation and turn it around for the good of God. I think about Abraham. And if we look in Genesis, verse 14, he was thinking about his nephew, Lot. Lot was in prison. Lot had some stuff going on with him. Lot didn't listen. It was about him. He didn't care what Abram said do. He was going to do what he wanted to do. He was in sin. He opened up the door to the enemy. But Abram still wanted to rescue him. He even interceded on his behalf. And he said, don't destroy. Even if there's just one person in that city, will you keep it? So he didn't think about himself. He thought about others. He thought about his nephew. He thought about maybe if there's just one person, God, would you save Sodom and Gomorrah? And we know that the Lord did. So when we think about helping and ministering to others, it's not about Robin. It's not about us. It's about the plan and the purpose that God has given each one of us. Nobody else may have been able to reach Lot at that time. Nobody else may be able to minister to your neighbors next door. Nobody else can go on the street and share a word in your neighborhood, the word that God put in you that can grab someone out of darkness. I can't do that because I'm not there. You can't do it for me because you're not here. But as each one of us, being a part of the body, having a plan and a purpose, we can minister to someone else. We can love on them. In Nehemiah, he loved the children of Israel. He went before those that were in charge, and he wanted to position himself to make sure that he could aid them. He traveled back and forth, and he was humble before the leaders, but it wasn't about him. It was about the children of Israel. Sometimes there are situations when a person may get themselves in trouble. They may be in prison. They may have no hope. They may be in despair. There may be something going on in their family. There may be something going on at work. That person that's wandering on the street, you may be the only one who can intercede, who can minister. Now, of course, I'm not saying don't use wisdom. Remember, we're plugged in to Jesus. We have his anointing. We have the Holy Ghost. So we're not going to be foolish. But because God loved us so much and because he is so concerned about the body, he'll tell you exactly what to do, when to do it, what to say, and where to go. Nehemiah sought God. He had a plan. He had a purpose. And he went before the kings on behalf of Israel. If we look in chapter 12, verse 10 through 12, the Pharisees, nothing but religion, nothing at all but religion. They were not concerned about people. They were not concerned about someone hurting. They did not have compassion. All they knew was the law, not us. It's about love. It's about being that light that dispels darkness. It's about being selfless. It's about ministering to somebody else. It's about telling somebody about your God. It's about letting them know that Jesus loved them just as much as he loved you. It's about letting them know they don't have to stay in that darkness. They were concerned. They said, oh, no, you can't heal Jesus on the Sabbath. Are you crazy? We can't be moved by religion. We can't be moved by laws. We can't be moved. We can't stay in the closet. If the homosexuals are coming out of the closet, believers, it's your time. Don't be in darkness. Don't be afraid of who you are. Stand up for what you believe. You go forward with the word. You speak the word. You lay hands on the sick. You pull them out of darkness. You bring them into the kingdom of the marvelous light of your God in the name of Jesus. Religion means nothing. It's about a relationship. It's being linked up as we are to the source and bringing others into the light because you have a plan and a purpose and we're ministering to others. Amen. And when I think also of us being the family of God, working together, remember, one body, each one of us needing the other, here on the Master's Call, we pray for one another. We hear the concerns of one another. I may not know my sister and my brother that is in Chicago, but I know you by the Spirit of God, and I pray for you. And I lift you up before the Lord. And whatever that plan and that purpose is that God has given you, I pray that it will succeed because God gave it to you and you're changing lives wherever you are. Chicago, Texas, Atlanta, Georgia, it doesn't matter. We're one body. I'm just as concerned about what you're doing just as much as you're concerned about what I'm doing. So I'm going to minister to my brothers and my sisters. I'm going to minister to the saints. I'm going to show compassion. I'm going to love on one another. I'm going to say hello, even though I may not feel like saying hello. I'm going to smile, even though that person may have the ugliest expression on their face, and I really don't want to go nowhere near them. But I'm going to smile because greater is he that's in me, and the love of God is being risen up in me, and I'm going to let them see that light that's in me. Let them see Jesus, and they'll walk away and say, wow, okay, all right. They may not even understand why, but we know why. And last but not least, when our ministry, our purpose, when we are effective because we're plugged into God, and when we minister to the Lord, it makes us more effective to minister to the saints. It makes us more effective to be able to minister to the world. It makes us more effective to be able to minister to the unsaved because we have something that many individuals are looking for. We have something that even some of our sisters and our brothers are still looking for. We have something. We have the love of God that was shed abroad in our hearts. There are many, many, many that are still seeking. Yes, believers, but you have the love of God just as they do. But it can be that one word that you speak, that smile that is on your face, that hug that you gave that child, that word of compassion, of comfort, that compliment that no one else seemed to say to Mr. or Mrs. or Little John or whoever it may be, and you made a difference in their lives, and they were changed, and they saw something in you that they want more and more, and that will open up the door for each and every single one of us to be able to minister, bring others into the kingdom, because it's about God's business, and he wants his kingdom to grow. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Amen, amen, amen. What a powerful word from the Lord this morning. Minister Robin, thank you and God bless you for pouring and imparting that message into us this forgiving Friday morning. We thank God for you. And we thank God for the message that she gave us this morning. Ministering to the saint and one another. And we thank you because there were some powerful nuggets that you mentioned in there. And if you didn't get them, then I say, let's go and summarize them. And remember, you could go back and listen to the message as it will be posted on the website today. But she said to reach out to one another. As you go through your day and you pass by somebody, just offer them a smile or a hello. It's not going to harm you or anything. Just say hello and offer that person a smile, because you never know what someone is going through, but they need to be able to see the God in you. And Jesus wouldn't walk by us without acknowledging us his children, so we are to do the same thing. She said it's not about us, but it is about Jesus. It's about the Jesus inside of you. Be the light in a dark world. Pull those people who are in the darkness into the light. She said, we are all plugged into Jesus, not just one of us, but we all have a connection with the Father. She said that it's not about religion, but it is about relationship. And I so love that, because for so long we have lived our lives with religion, but it's not about religion, but it is about having an intimate relationship with the Master. We are one body, we are a team, and together everyone achieves much. So we bless God for you, and we thank you for that message. We thank each one of you who are here on the Master's Morning Call, and we pray that that word will change your life. Father God, we just bless your holy name today. We thank you for this day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. We thank you for the message and for Minister Robin imparting that into our spirits this morning. I pray, Father God, that you would continue to strengthen and lift her up, oh God. I thank you, Father God, for each and every person who has dialed into this call this morning. I pray that you would supply their needs according to your riches and glory, oh God. Forgive us of our sins, Father God, those things that we did and said and thought that were against your will. Forgive us and have mercy upon us right now in the name of Jesus. Bless every leader, bless every distributor, bless every president, bless every platinum, bless everyone, Father God, that is connected to us, oh God, that your will be done in their lives. I pray we will walk in purpose, that we will live our lives on purpose. I pray, Father God, that you would continue to enhance us, that you would continue to empower us, that you would continue to enrich us and edify us as we go through this day. I pray that our lights will shine bright, that we will draw others unto us. And I pray, Father God, that it will not be our will that will be done, but thy will be done in our lives this day. So we give your name the glory, O God. We give your name the honor, O God. And we give your name the praise. And we love you, Jesus. And we just thank you. In the name of Jesus, I pray these things. In Jesus' name, amen. Once again, I thank each one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. Of course, today we will be taking prayer requests. So if you would like to give a prayer request, then I invite you to stay on the line and we will take your prayer request. If you will be mind right now. I ask that you would just have a wonderful and safe, forgiving Friday as you go out in the world. I pray that you would submit to the will and the call of God to be the minister in the marketplace. And we will greet you once again on Monday morning. God bless you all. We love you. Have a super fantastic day. Goodbye. For those of you who will be staying on the line, we will go ahead and take prayer requests at this time. If you would just go ahead and press star 6 on your phone, that will unmute you in the queue. And like I said, we are a team here on the Master's Call. And as a team, we can achieve much if everyone participates together. So we are going to tag team this morning. Me and my sister, Minister Kathy, will be calling out your number as she sees it in the queue, and we will go ahead and take your prayer request at that time and go ahead and proceed further. Minister Kathy, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, loud and clear. Do we have anyone in the queue this morning?
Yes, we do. We're going to go to, looks like a Louisiana number, 318-355. You are up.
Good morning. My name is Kitty. I'm calling from Monroe, Louisiana.
Hello.
Last week, Kitty. I had given a praise report that I had gotten a job, but I guess God closed that door for a reason, and I know that when he closes that door, he opens up another one. So if you guys could please touch and agree with me on getting a job. I have 3 children that I'm trying to get down here from Texas, and, of course, I need to have the financial stability in order to provide for them.
Okay.
Amen. Did you get that?
Yes, I have it. I got it. We got it going. Kitty, we have that request, and we will definitely pray that God will, as you said, he has closed the door, but we know as he has closed the door that he will open another door for in your life. So we will go ahead and stand in agreement and pray for that prayer request. Thank you. God bless you, and thank you for joining us each and every week here on the Master's Call. Our next prayer request.
Okay, our next one is coming out of New Jersey, 973-517.
Yes, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can, loud and clear. Go ahead, my sister.
Good morning. My name's Benita, and correct, I'm out of New Jersey. And I just want to, first of all, thank the Master's Call so much, because I do look forward to this every morning, just plugging in and getting that energy and just keeping my head where it needs to be. So I really thank you very much for that. I continue to ask for prayers for my daughter. Now it's we're making a transition to a move that it makes this transition smoothly. I know God will handle it. And also, she is working, you know, some crazy hours, and I'm just so concerned. She works at night, and she's a social service worker, and we've been looking very hard for something during the day that puts her in a more of a calm setting. So I just ask everyone to keep her in prayer. Her name is Ursula, U-R-S-U-L-A, and she lives in Delaware, and I am on my way down tomorrow to help her pack up and get her prepared for a move that I really pray that it's a smooth move. We've had some health challenges in the past, and, you know, I just really, stress is not a very healthy thing. So I just please keep her in prayer, and thank you again for just every morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, I rush to the phone. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Thank you for joining the Master's Call family, and we definitely will keep you as well as your daughter Ursula lifted up in prayer as you move through this transition. And we know that God is able and that God has his hand right upon the situation. So I say don't worry, don't stress, and don't doubt, because, see, that goes against faith. And we know that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly. So we bless God for you. The next person, go ahead at this time.
Okay, the next person that we have is 317-291.
Good morning, good morning. This is Jackie, Indiana.
Good morning, Miss Jackie in Indiana. How are you?
I am blessed, and I want to thank the Morning Call listeners and warriors for the prayers on my safe travels last week to Atlanta, Georgia. We were there and back safely, so I thank you for those prayers. And today I'm asking you if you would keep my niece in prayer. She has had a loss in her family, so if you would pray for her, her husband, and her children for the loss that they have experienced.
And their names, their, could you just give me their last name, the family's last name?
Lisenby.
Lisenby, can you spell that for me, please?
L-E-N. Oh, L-E-N-I-S-B-E-E. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right, so for the Lisenby family, we will keep them lifted in prayer during this time of bereavement. We pray for comfort and strength for them, and we know that God is able. Thank you very much for your consistency here on the Master's Call, and we hope that you had a wonderful time in Atlanta at the regionals, and we thank God that he gave you traveling grace to bring you to and from safely. Our next prayer request comes in from?
Our next prayer request is coming from 573-628. 573-628, you're up.
Okay, how y'all doing this morning? This is Virginia Whitaker, hometown Missouri. Hey, my sister, Minister Brown, and my son, they's coming in from Milwaukee today. So I want y'all to pray for travel and mercy for the Whitaker family and Carla Smith, my baby sister, and the Whitaker family. They all coming in here for a funeral tomorrow. But I want y'all to pray for, you know, traveling mercy. They have a safe trip here and back, you know, to their destination. And I also want y'all to pray for me because my legs is weak. I want God to strengthen my legs. You know, I have a problem with my legs real bad.
Okay.
And I want y'all to continue to keep me up in prayer.
Virginia, we will lift you up in prayer. You are one of our early risers on the call, and you've been with us since the beginning, you and your family, and we thank God for you. And we will make sure that we keep the Whitaker family and Carla Smith and Minister Brown, as well as her son. What's her son's name?
My son. Ruby don't have no son. Minister Brown don't have no son.
Oh, you're okay.
Yeah, girls. I the one got the boys.
Oh, okay.
And my baby sister Carla, she got some boys, too.
Okay, so what is your son's name?
Carla's son's name is Jimmy Hart and little Billy Smith, Jr.
Okay, and your son that's going to be traveling with Minister Brown is?
Yes, Michael Whitaker.
Michael, okay.
Yeah, keep Michael and Kenna. Michael's going through a divorce, but his wife wants, she's playing games every time for them to sign on paper. She don't want to sign on paper, but I want God to bless her to go on and sign them so he can get out of this mess he's in.
Okay, great. Great. So we thank God for you, and we will go ahead and intercede on your behalf and lift those prayer requests up to God. So God bless you, and thank you for joining us
on the
Master's
Call. I love y'all.
I love you more. We love you more. God bless you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Can we go ahead and take the next prayer request at this time?
Yes, the next one is coming. Looks like Chicago number 773-315.
773-315. You're up. Hi, yes, good morning. My name is Jessica Price, and I was calling, I was requesting prayer for the loss of my dad, that you would just lift up the Price family in prayer, and for unity in our family.
Amen. Yes. Just know that, you know, there's a lot of death going on. God is calling a lot of his children on home to be with him. And just rest assured that, you know, your father, he has passed from this world, but he is not lost. We know that he and the others that have passed on are resting in the arm of Jesus. And see, the great thing about this is that when you have a relationship with the Lord, we know that we will see those are loved ones once again, but we shall lift you and the Price family up in prayer for continued unity and strength and comfort in your family, and we thank you for dialing in to the Master's Call. God bless you. Do we have another prayer request out there?
Yes, we do. 708-822. I believe it's Hall.
Okay, go ahead and star 6 yourself, and you will be unmuted, and you can go ahead and say your prayer request at this time. Star 6 your phone. Okay. God bless each of you, and we thank each one of you who spoke prayer requests. Yeah.
Let's try that one more time and clear the queue because I could not get her unmuted. So let's go ahead and try that one more time. I believe she's still out there.
Go ahead. Are you there? Go ahead.
All right. We'll take the next one then.
Okay. Go ahead.
718-272.
Hello. Good morning. Go ahead and star 6 yourself and unmute yourself if you would like to give a prayer request at this time.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. This is Christine Shepherd from Brooklyn, New York. I'm just calling because I know the Word of God said where one will put 1,000 to flight and 10 will put 10,000. So I'm just calling to ask you to agree with us in prayer to keep the Shepherd family and the Tucson family in prayer. And I'm just asking for strength in my business and life on the whole. So I just want you to agree with me. God bless. Have a wonderful, blessed day.
Okay, Christine, thank you for calling in. To the master's call, we will be standing in agreement with continued strength and provision over the Shepherd family, as well as continued provision in your artist business. So we thank you for joining us. God bless you. Do we have another prayer request, Minister Chapman?
Yes. Yes, our next one is coming out of Houston, 832-231. Ma Preston, you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. Good morning, Minister Kathy Washington and Minister Candy, and to my sister who brought the word this morning. I thank God for you all. And what I'm asking is prayer for Gloria Tate and her family. I know she's traveling and she was going home to see about her sister. So we're asking prayer for them. We're asking prayer for that family. And then for one of the people that we've been working with, her name is Sylvia, and her 5 kids. We want y'all to pray for that family. She got to go back in front of the court today. She had a dog in the house, and they told her no more dogs, and she brought it in anyway. So she's in trouble this morning. So we're asking prayer for her and them 5 babies of hers. And then for myself, I want y'all to pray. I took a mammogram, and we're praying that the mammogram come out all right. I'm asking prayer for myself and always for the elite ladies of expression, prayer for those, keep them covered in prayer. Now, with that being said, I'm going to give it back to you. I love you guys. Y'all have a good weekend. God bless y'all, and tell Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK they're doing such a good job with the call, because I got a lot of people that's getting on the call and saying that it's what they need in the morning. So we just gonna pray for the master, for this master's call too. Okay,
amen.
Y'all have a blessed day.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Platinum President Marie Preston. We thank you for your faithfulness, and we thank you that you join us each and every day. And we do thank you that you spread the word about the master, because, see, we never know who this call is going to touch. So we will definitely keep Gloria Tate and her family lifted up in prayer, and for Sylvia and those kids, and for the court hearing today. I just pray that God will have mercy upon her, and you know, we all want to, you know, bring an animal in out of the cold sometimes. So I just pray that God will give her favor and allow her situation and her children to remain together. And for your mammogram report, we're already going to decree and claim it to be done in Jesus' name, that there will
Amen.
Be no nothing that would come against you in the name of Jesus. And for the elite ladies, as they go out into the highways and byways, always continue favor and protection over them. So we bless God for you and for the Preston family and for each of those on your team. God bless you, woman of God, and thank you for your faithfulness.
Amen. Thank you.
All right, we've got a few more in the queue. We've got 708-256.
Good morning. This is Willa. Robin, thank you for that wonderful, precious word of God. My prayer request is for Ernest Washington, and we've prayed for him before. I talked with my friend and his daughter, and she said that his condition seems to be worsening. He had a stroke, and he is having a difficult time getting out of the chair, walking, and just not doing very well right now. But we call those things that be not as though they were, and I want you to stand in agreement with me and with us on that. In addition to that, his wife is very discouraged right now because he ran the household. He did everything, and now the burden is on her. And she doesn't have any family members around because my friend doesn't live there. So they need to make decisions on what to do about that, whether they're going to move her to Michigan where she lives, or if she's going to move to Pittsburgh where they are. So prayers for wisdom as well. And just thank you so much for touching and agreeing in prayer.
And the name was?
His name is Ernest Washington, and his wife's name is Dolores. My friend's name is Thea, T-H-E-A. She's the daughter, and she's the one who has to make the decision about what she's going to do with her parents, whether she will move to Pittsburgh or whether she will move them to Michigan where she lives.
Great. Okay. We will definitely keep them lifted up in prayer, the Washington family and Thea, and that God's will be done and that he will give them the wisdom that they need to make their decisions. We'll go ahead and take a few more prayer requests at this time, and then we'll go ahead and close the call out.
Okay, excellent. Our next one is 708-214, and we've got one more after this. We're going to wrap up the prayer requests.
Amen.
708-214 is you're up.
Can you hear me, women of God?
Loud and clear.
Yes.
Evangelist lady.
Yes, we can, Evangelist.
God bless you. This is Evangelist Gwen this morning. I want to say God bless you. You dynamic duo this morning are doing a fantastic job. And everyone who's just been on the call, I just thank God for you this morning. I want to give you this prayer request, two prayer requests. I want to first thank you all for continuing to pray for me, and my total healing is manifesting. Just got such an awesome, awesome report from my holistic medical doctor. I'm 138 days. I had to kind of start over because of some things, but I'm working on being totally free. So you all continue to lift Sister Gwen up. Evangelist Gwen is doing alive and well. My prayer request this morning goes out for two things. One of my goddaughters in Atlanta has let me know that her ex-husband had gone into her account and had taken a lump sum of money from a settlement she received. I'm asking that you all pray that the authorities and that this case will be closed and investigated and she would get all of her funds back, because she's in grief on this morning, but I know God is able to bring justice to this situation. Her name is Mary Day, and she is an artist distributor in the Atlanta area. So be lifting her up this morning, her and her four children. As well, as we go out of this last quarter of 2011, my prayer is that I want to launch for our Winning Circle business a survival kit, emergency preparedness piece, to have a kit in every home on the south side and then expand to every ward and take it further. I'm asking you all to pray with me as I get it patented, as we find investors. I'm praying that I would get investors who will get on this, because God has given me something, and I want to bathe it in prayer. And I thank God for you all lifting that up, and that's all I'm going to say right now. And everybody have an awesome weekend.
Amen, amen. God bless you. And we thank God for you. We thank God that you are a part of the Master's Call family, and we will stand in agreement and intercede on your behalf. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. And our last prayer request, we'll go ahead and take it at this time.
Our last prayer request is, Sister Lucy, are you out there? 678-612?
Yes, ma'am, I am. I just want to say good morning to you guys. I'm here in Indianapolis, Indiana. I've never been here before, in a hotel waiting on Mrs. Nicola on Saturday morning. We're getting ready to launch our business to two of the doctors that joined the business upon myself. And we will be here for to Monday. We will have two tasting tomorrow and one on Sunday, or one tomorrow and two on Sunday. And we'll open that invitation out to anyone that's in the Indianapolis area so that we can launch this business so we can go forward. And please pray for Mr. De Leon, our papa, who has started by traveling to different cities and states to make sure that everyone is on one accord. And we know that he had taken six before, but we want to lift him higher this time around because we know we need him, and he has given us something that we all can be successful for. So please pray for my family, myself, my godmother, Mrs. Alcee Biggs, along with Mrs. Kathy Johnson and Mr. Derrick Johnson. He went to Bahamas to bury his brother. While he was there, the mother passed away. So I'd like to continue to lift them up in prayer. They're a member of the artist family in Atlanta as well. And once again, to give prayer for Mrs. Nicola Jackson that will be flying in here. The weather's a little different when we was driving down, but she will be flying, and we'll be leaving out on Monday together flying back. So continue to bless us as we do this tour this weekend for 3 days. Thank you, guys, and may God bless, and I see you all over the top.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Ruth G., for your faithfulness, and we thank you that you are in Indianapolis, Indiana, getting ready to do great things. We know that God will give you the provision and the power to complete what needs to be done this weekend, and we will definitely keep Nicola and the Diaz de Leon family, as well as your godmother and the Johnson family, in prayer. So we thank God for each prayer request. Just know that if you have a prayer request and you have not stated it at this time, please send your prayer request into the Gmail address, the Masters Morning Call at gmail.com, and we will get those prayer requests and intercede and agree on your behalf. So we bless God for each of you, and let's go ahead and close out in prayer this morning. Father God, we just thank you for this time, and we know that your ears were open to hear those prayer requests that were spoken, and also as well as the hearts of those who did not speak out this morning, oh God. We pray, Father God, for Kitty, and as the job that you had opened the door for her has closed, we know that another one is on the way. We pray that you would continue to give provision for her and her three children. We pray that no weapon will form against them. And as it forms, Father God, if it does, it shall not prosper, Father God. For she is your child and she is your daughter, Father God, and she's standing in need right now. So we ask that you would supply her need according to your riches and glory. And for Miss Bonita this morning, we thank God for her and for her being a part of the Master's Call. And we pray that as her and her daughter Ursula transitions, Father God, in the moves and in the job, Father God, we pray that you would direct them and give them wisdom and knowledge, Father God, to know that it is acceptable to you and that your will be done in their lives. For every health challenge, Father, I pray that you would be the healer right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We bless your holy name, O God, and we just thank you, Father God, for it is so. And we ask right now for Jackie and for her niece and for her husband and the children, the Lindsay family, that you would give comfort right now. You are the comforter, and we ask that you would comfort that family right now in the name of Jesus. And for Miss Virginia Whitaker and for the Whitaker family, for Minister Brown, for Michael Whitaker, for Carla Smith, Lord, give them traveling grace as they travel the highways and the byways to come together to stand in agreement and to stand in comfort and to stand in strength as they go ahead and seal their loved one who has been called to come home with you, oh God. And for Virginia's legs, we ask that you would just touch right now In the name of Jesus, Father, you said that whatever we would ask, we shall receive. So, Lord, be the healer, Father God, in our lives this morning, oh God. Your blood, Father God, that you shed on Calvary's cross, you said when you shed it, that by your stripes we are healed. So we claim healing right now. We speak healing right now. We decree and declare healing over every individual's lives who need to be healed in the name of Jesus. And for Jessica, we pray, Father God, for the loss, not the loss, Father God, because we know that he's with you, oh God, for her father, Father God, who is resting, Father God. We thank you for his life. We celebrate his life, Father. We pray that you would bring unity in the Price family. No chaos, no confusion, no animosity, but peace, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus. And for Christine, Father God, we stand in agreement for the Shepherd family, Father God, for continued strength in you, God. We pray for provision over her artist business and that you would take her to higher and higher heights in you. For Marie Preston, oh God, bless her, Father God, and keep her, Father God. We know as she went to take the mammogram, Father God, we already know that it is all well, Father God, and we just thank you in advance. We pray for Gloria Tate and the Tate family as they travel, Father God. I pray that you would be their protection, that your angels will take charge over her car and guide her safely as she goes to and from. And for Sylvia and the five kids, as they appear before the judge this morning, oh God, I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, that you will give them favor, that you would allow her to continue to keep the kids. And if the dog has to be removed, I just pray that they would allow her to remove it or keep it in the name of Jesus. But we just say that your will be done, oh God. And for Willa, we thank God for her. And we also ask, oh God, that you would strengthen the Washington family, Ernest and Dolores. We pray that you would continue to strengthen their health. And as far as Thea, their daughter, is concerned, that you would give her godly wisdom to know what direction she needs to move, what she needs to do on behalf of her parents, oh God. And for Evangelist Gwen Beatty, we thank you, God, for healing her. We thank you, Father God, that she is connected to us, oh God. We thank you that she is plugged into you and that she is alive and well. We pray for her goddaughter and for the husband who decided to go into the bank account and remove funds that were not his, Father. You know what he did, but you said vengeance is yours, oh God. So I pray, Father God, that you would just rectify that situation in the name of Jesus. And everything that was taken from her, oh God, we know that you will restore it unto her. So I ask that depression and stress will be moved away from her mind, but that she would just trust you and that she would just know that you will, that the victory will be done in the name of Jesus. And for the vision and the investors that Gwen needs for her vision to be carried out, we ask that you would just intercede right now and send those to her right now. And for Mary, bless your name, Jesus. And for Rushi, we bless your name, oh God. And we pray that you would do great things in Indianapolis. And for each and every listener here on the Master's Call, for the founders of the Master's Call, for the intercessors on the Master's Call, we thank God for each one of them. And we pray that your will continue to be done in their lives. And we'll be forever grateful to you, oh God. In Jesus' name, we pray these things. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you all, and we will see you again or hear from you again on Monday. God bless you. Have a super fantastic weekend. Until we meet again, God bless.